when we see talk about a weaker dollar at the same time as we see talk about an easier monetary policy and so on, we have to understand that one man's debts are another man's assets. And so if you weaken the dollar and you produce more money, which are the things we're considering now that are being considered, that lessens the value of the money that holders of that debt are going to get paid back with. So that is the nature of the trade-offs that are faced and are inevitable when there's a lot of debt and a lot of need to print money. There are better ways of dealing with this, and there are worse ways. I'm simply describing what the mechanics is. In this book, which is coming out June 3rd, I take it through not only the explanation of the things that I'm describing, but also ways in which, if this is handled well, can produce a much better result than if it's not handled well. I hope that's of use to you.